Hello, my name's Emma Clark, and I used to do a lot of voiceovers, you know. I was wondering if I could be considered as a narrator of erotic fiction. I've prepared this short audition so that you can consider me. Here we go. As soon as he saw her, Gustav knew he wanted her. The sweet lilt of her voice, the curve of her neck, and her fantastic tits. Anastasia was at the sink washing up. How he wished he was that dirty pan. How he wished he was the remnants of scrambled egg. How her smooth hands worked, gripping, releasing, rubbing, making a heck of a lot of froth. "I don't suppose you want me to," he breathed. He could barely contain himself. "What?" she said, bending down to mop up the foamy spume, her denim-clad buttocks presenting themselves like two perfect irresistible balm cakes. His nostrils flared like a randy horse. "Hose down your patio," he croaked. She wiped her hands on her apron and turned to look at him, biting her lower lip seductively. She also thought she might have a cold sore coming. She trailed a lazy finger up and down her thigh. Gustav thought he was going to explode. "Oh, yes," she said. "And could you have a go at my drains as well? They need ramming with something hard. I think there's a blockage." There was no blockage in Gustav. His face twitched in ecstasy as he released himself in Anastasia's pantry. So that's it, really. I hope you like it. If you choose me to read your dirty books, it might not be a good idea to do it under my real name. My grandchildren might disown me. Oh. My first pet was called Goldie, and my mother's maiden name was Scrag, so I suppose my poor name is Goldie Scrag. Will that do?